Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Navin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday virtually laid the foundation stone for the integrated aqua park at Tsudikong, Mokokchung district under the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana. MLA and an advisor for Fisheries and Aquatic Resources A. Pangjung Jamir, Director of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources Rongsen Nungba, along with departmental officials also participated in the program. This will be the first aqua park in Nagaland serving as a hub for fisheries-related developmental activities. We have more from our correspondent.
The integrated aqua park will primarily focus on fish and fish seed production and is expected to play a transformative role in advancing Nagaland's fisheries sector. It will function as a comprehensive resource center, providing high-quality inputs, facilitating forward market linkages, and ensuring equitable pricing for fishery products. The facility aims to meet the needs of fish farmers within the state, offering access to various schemes and benefits under one roof. It will also create new avenues of livelihood, empowering educated, unemployed youth, and promoting sustainable growth in the fisheries sector. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Nagaland joined the nationwide launch of the PM Dhan Dhaniya Krishi Yojana and Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses yesterday. In Kohima, the program was organized by the Directorate of Agriculture. Advisor for Agriculture Matung Yanthan highlighted the government's commitment to strengthening the farm sector through sustainable policies. Agriculture Production Commissioner V. Shashank Shekhar said 100 low productivity districts, including Mon from Nagaland, have been identified for focused development. A separate program was also held by District Agriculture Office Kohima in collaboration with the district administration. Member of Parliament S. Supongmeran Jamir urged the agriculture and allied departments to replicate successful models and work towards the holistic development of farmers. Special programs were also held in Dimapur, Wokha, Seminyu and Phek. Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bhalla has called for unity, peace and youth empowerment through sports. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the 8th Niyathu Sports Festival in Chumukedema yesterday, he said the event has become a vibrant platform showcasing India's athletic talent with record participation this year. He commended athletes from across the country for promoting friendship and fair play and encouraged citizens to be ambassadors of sportsmanship and fitness.
I hope that Niyathu Sports Festival will continue to shine as a beacon of youth, health, peace and community spirit, not only in Nagaland, but across the country. Therefore, go forth, be ambassadors of sportsmanship, fitness and a positive attitude. May the festival grow in strength, in reach and in its impact on generations to come.
The Kohima Riphim Ikhung celebrated its 25th anniversary in Kohima yesterday. Speaking at the event, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton said the milestone marked 25 years of friendship, shared vision and community strength. He commended members for upholding the spirit of cooperation and unity that has guided the organization since its inception. Mr. Patton expressed hope that the Kohima Riphim Ikhung will continue to grow in service, strengthening community bonds and inspiring future generations. BJP Nagaland has launched an awareness drive on the newly announced next generation GST reforms aimed at providing major relief to the common people by simplifying the tax system and enhancing transparency. Addressing media persons in Dimapur yesterday, Member Secretary of the Next Gen GST Reform, Akum Pongan, described the reform as a historic milestone and the result of a decade of the Modi government's visionary economic management. He said the reform will reduce the tax burden on citizens, increase purchasing power, and simplify the GST structure with only two slabs, making life easier for every household and business. And Ward 10 has won the first inter-ward football tournament for the Dimapur Municipal Council Trophy 2025, defeating Ward 22 by a solitary goal in the final match at the DDSC Stadium yesterday. Speaking at the closing ceremony, Executive Engineer of Tribal Affairs, Nagashe Su, said football is a universal language that unites people and strengthens communities. He highlighted that sports promotes healthy lifestyles, inspires youth and fosters peace and harmony. 13 wards out of 23 participated in the week-long tournament organized by the Dimapur District Veterans Football Association. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.